Hey everyone, it's your host of See Jurassic Right, Stephen Ray Morris here, just dropping in to say I hope you've been enjoying all the new episodes in 2023 and 2024 so far. There are new interviews with filmmakers, musicians, scientists, the screenwriter of Land Before Time, audio essays about the rich history of the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World franchise, and all the news about the upcoming animated show Jurassic World Chaos Theory, and the as-of-yet-untitled Jurassic World sequel coming next summer. I really need your help supporting the show right now, and you can do that by leaving a tip and or giving a monthly follow on Patreon, patreon.com/seejurassicright. There are $1 and $5 tiers, but more is coming. Sharing the show, giving 5-star reviews in Apple Podcasts, and liking and commenting on social, at Stephen Ray Morris on Instagram and Twitter, goes a long way to help boosting the show's visibility again online in this new era. I'm an independent podcaster, and your support is so important and means the world to me in keeping this podcast running. Link to the Patreon is in the show notes. Hold on to your butts. Thank you, and now on to the show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
For base camp. That's first priority after we're finished. I want it up and running in 30 minutes. That's half an hour. Understood? Over.
Cancel that order.
What? Why?
This is a game trail, Mr. Ludlow. Carnivores hunt on game trails. Do you want to set up base camp or a buffet?
Let's find a new spot, shall we?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Filled with odd fright. See Jurassic Right, bathe in amber light. See Jurassic Right, see Jurassic Right, right, right. See Jurassic Right, right, right. See Jurassic Right, right, right. See Jurassic Right, see Jurassic Right, see Jurassic Park.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephen Ray Morris, and welcome to See Jurassic Right. And sits backwards in a chair like a hip youth pastor or teacher in a 90s movie, we need to talk about one of my favorite dinosaurs, the Mamenchisaurus. First and only featured in the Lost World Jurassic Park, the Mamenchisaurus has gotten the least amount of love among the Jurassic Park franchise sauropods until Mattel, once again being the unsung heroes of the Jurassic fandom since 2018, giving us toys and experiences we've always dreamed of, did a surprise but welcome reveal of a Mamenchisaurus toy in July through the excellent Beyond the Gates program, a collaboration between Mattel, Universal, Target, and Chris Pugh from Jurassic Outpost, with music by recent guest Caleb Burnett. I just have to shout out Beyond the Gates for being such a welcome addition to the community over the last couple years, giving us excellent insights into the literal murderer's row of incredibly diverse, affordable, and thoughtful toys that Mattel has been making of this entire franchise. Known for having one of the longest necks, if not the longest neck of any sauropod, I think my love for the Mamenchisaurus has only grown over the years. While Shunosaurus is my favorite dinosaur, the Brachiosaurus being the all-timer sauropod for Jurassic Park, and other sauropods like Apatosaurus and Dreadnoughtus being more heavily featured in the Jurassic World movies, Mamenchisaurus's original appearance has only felt more iconic since then. A beautiful gradient from shades of brown to gray in the Lost World, Ludlow's InGen workers, Parasaurolophuses, Gallimimuses, are all dwarfed by two of these massive lumbering creatures, one motorcyclist even racing between one's legs while our main villain stares in awe, the Mamenchisaurus, hot and unbothered by the chaos below. There are roughly 6 Mamenchisaurus species in the Mamenchisauride family. Mamenchisaurus constructus, Wachinensis, Cynocondorum, Youngi, Owainensis, and Gingenosensis. Oh, geez. Look, don't look to me for those pronunciations. I'm sorry. We don't have time to get in the weeds today, but importantly, Mamenchisaurus constructus, the OG, was first discovered in 1952 during the construction of the Yatang Highway in the Sichuan province of China. The daddy of paleontology in China, Professor Yang Yongyin, aka C.C. Young, described M. constructus in 1954. The name Mamenchi was apparently a bit of a verbal goof-em-up meaning horse-gate brook lizard. All Mamenchisaurus are estimated to be anywhere between 49 to 85 feet, but maybe even up to 115 feet long. The wildest part about Mamenchisaurus, of course, is that incredibly long neck, making almost half of their entire body length. Weight estimates sit around 5 to 20 tons, and they live starting from the late Cretaceous, with some species discovered as late as the early Cretaceous. Obviously, the big question surrounding all sauropods is how they did their thing with those frickin' long necks. And in a recent Journal of Systematic Paleontology article, reassessment of the late Jurassic eusauropod Mamenchisaurus cynocondorum, Russell and Zhang, 1993, and the evolution of exceptionally long necks and Mamenchisaurids. Andrew J. Moore and Company, who wrote the article, used evolutionary relationships and analyses of Mamenchisaurus cynocondorum to declare that it had the longest neck of any known sauropod at 49 feet long. Moore goes on to say that Mamenchisaurids are important because they push the limits of how long a neck can be and were the first lineage of sauropods to do so. CT scans were able to show that the vertebrae of M. cynocondorum were mostly air, 66 to 77% of their volume. As I tried to tell my father over Christmas, these long necks were perfect for getting the tree stars that nobody else had access to. All hail the Mamenchisaurus. I first remember spotting the Mamenchisaurus at the Melbourne Museum. I clocked it there in 2017 while on tour with My Favorite Murder. But literally last month, I was delighted to discover that the Mamenchisaurus is the centerpiece of the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco's new dinosaur exhibition, The World's Largest Dinosaurs. Not only do we get insights into its discovery, anatomy, the full-size skeleton recreation has half of its inner tissues and bones revealed, growth, reproduction, and more, but it is a beautiful interactive display showing how such a large dinosaur could pump blood from its head, up and down its long neck, to its massive heart and lungs. I posted plenty of photos to my social media, so be sure to check out my personal history with this beautiful dinosaur. While researching this episode, I came across a few tantalizing behind-the-scenes details about the creation of Mamenchisaurus for the Lost World Jurassic Park. In James Mottram's Jurassic Park, The Ultimate Visual History, horses were apparently used originally as stand-ins for all the dinosaurs in the roundup scene. God, I would love to see that footage! Before the visual effects team realized it would just make their jobs harder to do in post. In issue 70 of Cinefex magazine, the iconic Jodie Duncan noted that animator Hal Hickel wanted there to be majesty to it, referring to the Mamenchisaur, and that they partially took from the CGI Brachiosaurus model and animation from the original Jurassic Park. However, when reading an early draft of the Lost World Jurassic Park script, I discovered that the Mamenchisaurus had a bigger role in the film. And well, if you'll indulge me, the others run to Sarah, help her to her feet, and pull her back against a massive tree trunk. But the tree trunk lifts right up off the ground. It's no tree. It's a dinosaur's leg. A massive one, 6 feet across. God knows how many feet high, the group gasps and looks up at the Mementosaurus, an enormous sauropod over 100 feet from nose to tail, lumbers away from them. The group stares in wonder as the Mementosaurus stops and honks furtively, its long neck stretched out above them. Now, a second Mementosaur neck cranes out of the surrounding forest trees and wraps around the first. The first Mementosaur thunders around in a semicircle, getting into position behind the second. Nick swings his video camera straight up, and the group suddenly finds itself in the middle of a Mementosaur mating. Just let that sink in. The mighty tail swings and snap around as the two animals come together and the trees snapping and falling, crashing to the jungle floor. The group panic and bolts for cover toward the only place where the trees are not falling, which is directly underneath the animals. Amid honks and bleats, the swinging tails continue to deforest the jungle around them. The noise and chaos is deafening, drowning out the laughter and screams of the fascinated and terrified group. There is a momentary lull, and the group dashes out from underneath the animals, disappearing into the thick forest. We got a Mementosaurus sex scene in an early draft of the Lost World script. No words. Should have brought a poet.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's clear this dinosaur was on many Jurassic Park fans' minds with the release of the Mattel toy last year in 2023. In 2020, Stan Winston Studios gave us some glorious new headshots of the maquette model used to bring the CGI creature to life in the Lost World. And I remember rumors of the Mementosaurus returning in Jurassic World Dominion or Camp Cretaceous, but after some fact-checking, it just seems to be wishful thinking based on some unconfirmed concept art. Cite your sources. So alas, we have yet to see this iconic sauropod return to the Jurassic Park franchise, but honestly, the Mattel toy feels like a wonderful way to honor this unsung and underrated sauropod. So let's cross our claws, paws, and fingers that maybe this toy feature spells a return to the big screen or streaming soon. Jurassic World Chaos Theory? Or the upcoming video game Jurassic Park Survival, perhaps? No rumors, just wishful thinking. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I really enjoyed doing a mini deep dive into one of my new favorite dinosaurs. Let me know what you think. Any other sauropod obsessives out there like me? Littlefoot lovers? Gertie groupies? Firecracker fans? Who's your favorite? I'll be posting some of my favorite Mementosaurus museum appearances and more, so be sure to follow me on Instagram at Stephen Ray Morris, Twitter at Stephen Ray Morris, and if you would consider donating to the Patreon, even a dollar a month goes a long way. You can support me at patreon.com/seejurassicright. Special thanks to Andrea Ciofalo, Ellen G. Dow, Caleb Burnett, Sarah M. Gonzalez, and you! Sources include Wikipedia for Mementosaurus and Professor Yang Yongyin, a really delightful children's book called Mementosaurus from 1986 by Rupert Oliver and illustrated by Andrew Howitt, The Lost World Jurassic Park, of course, the Mementosaurus episode of Beyond the Gates, the Melbourne Museum and the California Academy of Sciences Museum, Stan Winston Studios, Jurassic Outpost, the Lost World Jurassic Park Topps Trading Cards and Role-Playing Game, yes, James Mottram's Jurassic Park The Ultimate Visual History, a Cinefex magazine article by the iconic Jody Duncan, My Childhood Dino Dictionary, the Dinosaur Society Dinosaur Encyclopedia by Don Lessem and Don F. Glutt, an article in Stony Brook News, and the Journal of Systematic Paleontology. Hold on to your butts, and I'll see you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.